Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. They've had conferences entitled Waging War at the Kroc Center and a conference entitled His Presence at Biola University's campus in La Mirada, California. Our guest today is one who is a main speaker, a showcase speaker, because of the gifts that God has given to her to communicate. As you will soon hear, the gifts of communication come forth from a life that has experienced a marvelous touch from God in points of darkness, brokenness, and pain. And when you hear what she has to say and how she speaks about the work of Christ in her life, dear friend, you'll be encouraged, inspired, and motivated. That's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Just as our guest came to know the Lord and I came to know the Lord, we came to know the Lord, we hope that you, dear one, would also open your heart to the one who loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash all your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ calls you to himself today. Whatever darkness you might feel that you're in, whatever pain you might be experiencing, however difficult life may be, opening your heart to Christ is the beginning of a new life. You can be born again, a new heart, a new start, and walking together with the Lord, the beginning of a breakthrough moment for you, dear one. Would you open your heart to Christ today? She's the president and founder of DOK World Incorporated, Daughters of the King. Evangelist Taiao Tevanga hails out of Destiny Christian Church, Hawaii, where she and her husband John serve as elders under the leadership of Pastors Joe and Ann Onosai. An ordained evangelist, passionate playwright, and sought-after slam spoken word poet, Taiao communicates the heart of the Father with an undeniable conviction, captivating audiences of all ages and backgrounds. Her heart burns to fulfill the mandate from God for DOK World Incorporated, which is to empower, enable, and equip women of all generations to live strong in their full God potential and purpose. Taiao, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I was raised in Long Beach, California.
Okay, what was it like growing up there in Long Beach?
Back then it was a time and place where gangs, and I still think today as well, but there was a lot of gangs, gang violence, a lot of gangs, constantly, whichever area of Long Beach that you were from. And I had went to school in Lakewood, California, which was originally a Catholic school, all-girls school. And I had went through some things, and later on I transferred out into Long Beach Poly. And, you know, I went to school there and just saw a lot. I was raised in a home with my mother and my stepfather. And it wasn't an easy life. We had our struggles, but yeah, it was a good time when I was growing up. If I look back in retrospect now, I'm thankful for the events that brought me to where I am today. Mm-hmm. So living here in Hawaii, you know, the question is, how was it growing up? When I think of California, when I think of Long Beach and that specific time in my life, I would have to say it was definitely a growing season for me.
When you mentioned Long Beach Poly, I think of a football powerhouse. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
It would have to be my mom. My parents, my mom, let me just say this. I was born in American Samoa. And right after I was born, my mom received a scholarship to ASU. So it took us to Arizona. And then things had happened. So her and my father ended up getting a divorce when I was 4. And mom relocated us to Long Beach, where all of her siblings were. And she's the oldest of 12. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was always a daddy's girl. But I saw my mom rise above the pain and the tears and the struggle because there was infidelity in the marriage. And so in my eyes, my dad could do no wrong. But when I looked through my mom's eyes, I just saw so much hurt. She is a warrior. She's a fighter. She walks her talk. She finishes strong. And even if it takes her a while, she finishes. And one of the particular moments I remember is she put schooling on hold because we relocated and all the things that had happened. And it was such a blessing because 2 years ago, she was able to finish school and she received her bachelor's here at Hawaii. And just so blessed and God proud of my mom and just her tenacity and her devotion. Her and my stepfather now, who led her to the Lord, they actually are over our Samoan ministry at Destiny Christian Church. So just to see what God has done, it's a blessing, you know. So my mom, I aspire to be like her. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and there's so much you want to say, but all I could really say was thank you, because as we go on with this talk, she actually literally prayed me into the kingdom, and for that, I'm eternally grateful.
Mom's prayers. Mom's powerful prayers, her life, her example. How did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian when I moved here to Hawaii back in the 90s. And I actually came here to finish school. And I ended up meeting some people here. And I started to, again, I was a very broken young woman. I had gone through some things in California, carried that over to here in Hawaii. And it impaired not only my decision-making, but everything from vision and every way. And I started to create walls that were developed around me. And I could be the nicest person to you, but it would be far from me to allow you really access into my world. Mm-hmm. So I was constantly searching for identity, acceptance, forgiveness, and not knowing what I was needing. But that's what I was in search for. I wanted to belong. So I met these gentlemen and till this day, I pray for them, but I had met them. And I started, Danny, to actually transport narcotics in and out of Hawaii. And I transported in and out of Hawaii. I did some runs to Samoa. And I got caught up in this really fast-paced life of just money, partying, and I thought was the good life. And when my friends got thrown in jail, and I'll never forget, one of my friends, we were doing a run to California, and he said, "Tayo, I need to get back on this flight tonight." And I said, "No, I need to get back." Parents didn't know what I was doing, of course. And so he had said, "No, please, really, I need to." So I let him come. I look back on that now, and that was the hand of the Lord on my life. When they landed, there were canines at the airport here in Honolulu and arrested all of them, and they were thrown in jail. But God spared me. I just didn't know that then. Mm-hmm. Mom came through 1 year, and she had shared she got born again. I didn't even know what that meant. She started to share with me about Jesus Christ. She went to a meeting in Washington and left me this pink Bible covered a pink case. And the Bible was the NIV version, I'll never forget. And I opened it up. In the beginning, in the front, it says, "Tayo, I may not have much to leave you when I leave this earth in earthly treasures. But one thing I do pray is that you would one day allow the Holy Spirit to be your compass and your direction in this life, because that is all that you need." And she said, "I will love you always. I'm praying for you, your mom." And I remember reading that, and I tossed it in the backseat of my car because my heart was so hard, and I didn't understand this newfound love that my mom was trying to share with me. And it wasn't until much, much later, she had continued to pray and pray. The funny thing was, a girlfriend of mine invited me on a cruise, and she said, "Do you want to go on a booze cruise?" And I said, "Oh yeah, where?" She said, "Aloha Tower." I said, "Okay." So after work, we got ready, went down, rushing on, almost missed it, practically flew our money, didn't pay attention to anything, get up on the top deck, and I light up a cigarette. And I told the waitress, "Can you bring me a gin and sako?" And she looked at me. She's like, ma'am, I'm sorry, no. She's like, and I'm going to have to ask you to put that cigarette out. And I had a really bad attitude. I was like, excuse me? I was like, is this not the booze cruise? Now, you got to know, we were already out to sea. She says, this is so God. She says, no, Word of Life Christian Center chartered this boat. And Posse on a Mission, their youth group at the time, they're ministering on this boat. I was like, okay, is there anywhere I can jump off? Like, is there a boat I can, I'm going to swim back. To, you know, is this not the booze cruise? And she was like, that's next week. And I look at my girlfriend and I'm like, oh, you're so going to get it. She goes, I didn't know. So we thought, okay, well, we might as well make the best of this. So we go downstairs and the Samoan girl, beautiful Samoan girl, she's singing that song by Mary J. Blige, Real Love, I'm Searching for a Real Love. And I was like, how dare they? They're talking about Jesus and singing Mary J. So that was that. My mom continued to call Word of Life Christian Center, and they continued to call me. And I thank God when my friends got thrown in jail, I went to get my clothes out of the dryer, and there was a card from them from the boat, and it gave me their address and everything. So I started to go there, Danny. I went 3 times incognito, didn't want no one to know where I was going. My friends at the hotel were like, girl, you're going happy hour. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not feeling too well. And there I was, you know, with the hoodie on the download, driving to town.
Well, on the download, driving to town, a covert operation is happening. Hey, you know, when you're running narcotics back and forth, there is a duality that exists.
Yes.
In life, and you know how to make your moves.
Sure.
How to be seen and not seen, how to do what needs to be done. It's sort of, Tayao, the way many people live.
Mm.
Let's just call it duplicit lives.
Yeah.
Lives that we show somebody here, but we really know we live a different way there.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicity. Have you ever experienced duplicity in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wished that there could be a wholeness, that you didn't have to act, you didn't always have to look behind your shoulder, wondering who's watching, who's... You know, there's a certain freedom that exists with that kind of life, a life of truth. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more. Tayao Tevanga, as you can tell, I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat. I don't know about you. Better watch how you're driving now, because pay attention to the road or whatever you need to do, because as we come back, she's going to explain what happened as she went to church. The Lord is already tracking her down through Word of Life Christian Fellowship, whether it was on a boat cruise that she thought was something else, and other ways that the Lord was working to reach her, because He's working to reach you too. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, we can try to shuck and jive God. We can try to make our moves on him so that we think we can become elusive and we're slippery and sliding and we can't be grabbed by God, or so we think. Because God in his marvelous way, you know, he's the supernatural God, the God of all creation, the God who loves you and knows you. Even in the midst of your attempts, he reaches and grabs hold of you with his loving arms. And dear friend, it's our hope that today you come to the realization that as you're listening to this program, as God has sent Taiao Te Vanga to speak and to share her heart, that you would experience the love of Jesus and that you would open your heart to the love of Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. So glad that you're with us today. Taiao Te Vanga is with us. As she shares her life, you can find out more about her and her ministry at DOKWorldInc.org. That's DOKWorldInc.org. You say, Danny, what is DOK? Daughters of the King. And Evangelist Taiao Te Vanga is here to speak with us about her dynamic ministry. Taiao, take us back to your hoodie, covert, making your way secretly to Word of Life.
It was my third time visiting. The first two times, well, I should say every time I went, which was three times total, I would sit or hide actually up in the overflow room. And I would go, I would know when to go because it would be crowded inside and they would escort me up. And the first two times I was a little taken aback because I had never been in this type of atmosphere before. And the third time, but I found myself going back. Something was drawing me back, and I didn't know then that it was the Holy Spirit, it was the Lord. And Pastor was about to close out service on the third time that I had visited, and I would always leave right before altar call, or try to. And this last time he said, I just want to take this time, and we're going to do an altar call. And he went on with the altar call, and he said, I feel an impression, and I feel impressed that there's someone here tonight that is really, you're going down a path of destruction and you need the Lord. You are searching. In fact, you're running. And he said, and I just want to take some minutes. We'll wait for you. We're going to wait for you. God waited for us. We're going to wait for you. And he waited and he said, yes, Lord. And he said, and the Holy Spirit is telling me that you, in fact, are a woman, that you're a young woman. So everything in me at that moment, I was like, okay, I'm safe up here. I'm hiding out up here. And I remember him going on to say, and this kind of just blew my mind. He said, okay. And he said, he looks up at the camera, at the lens of the camera that I guess looked right into the TV screen. And again, I was in the overflow. And he said, and you're even, I dare even to say that you're in the overflow room. And at that moment, Danny, I literally scanned the room. I looked to the left and I looked to the right. And I was up there. It was almost all men. The only women that were up there were the ushers and greeters. And next thing I know, I was escorted downstairs. I was bawling, but I wanted this, what he was giving the call for. And I went to the altar and I was crying. And Pastor asked me, what is your name? I said, my name's Taiao. And he said, you're beautiful. And he just started to say that tears are a language that only God understands. And it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done, because he wants you right here, right now. And I even want to let you know that the Holy Spirit is prompting me that he's going to use your life, and he's going to take your life, and he's going to empower and bring healing to many other lives. I know that's a lot. It may be overwhelming, but I have to release that. He said, God loves you. And it was overwhelming to me. I didn't understand all of that. But you know, Danny, it's a time in my life that I'll never forget, because it was so foreign to me, yet it was something that I've always known. Does that make sense to you? I literally felt the arms of the Lord reaching out to me and calling me out. I mean, who can pursue me? You know, I tell this whenever I minister, that the Father pursues us passionately, would move heaven and earth just to get to you, just to get to me. Mm-hmm. He will move it where it works in his, of course, in his favor, but for our good. Mm-hmm. And so, in fact, I was running for so long, and he was running after me. And that blows my mind every time I think about that, because I don't care how far back I was or what the terrible things that I was doing, that he just loved me for me, wanted Tayal. And because there were a series of events that I had experienced growing up, my worth and my self-value as a woman, I didn't feel I had any. So one of the biggest thrusts with DOK, when the Lord started to birth that, it was to restore women to their God-given identity. Because until we know who we are in Christ, and I always say, until we know whose we are and who we belong to, we'll never know who we are. Mm-hmm. So that has been one of the biggest things for me, is reminding women who they are and whose they are. And in that, they can rise and walk strong in their God potential.
There is a soft spot, so, so tender in the hearts of people. And more specifically in this case, as you speak of women, as you share about things, you don't even have to be specific, because someone listening, they know what the thing is for them.
Amen.
It just a blink of an eye, they can go back to a moment. They can go back to an instance. And all the emotions come back. Yeah. In fact, we as people have an incredible capacity. I think it's a God-given thing to maybe help us survive. Mm. We can turn things off and almost put it in a place in our life where we don't have to even acknowledge it, right, even though it's there. And unbeknownst to us, there comes a point where we cannot go further until that is dealt with. And I feel like you're scratching on something. You're touching on something, and perhaps someone is feeling a bit queasy and uncomfortable because you're going there. Mm-hmm. But there's also a grace that's given by God, where there's an openness to receive what you have to say in these sensitive moments. Tayal, go forward. Take us further on what it is the Lord would have you say to someone in that place.
There's so much to say, but I believe truly by the Spirit of God that I was always taught, and what I've come up with in my own as he's ministered to me, is we have to embrace the hard places in our life. And I say that because it's in the hard places where we meet God, where we come face to face with the Father. And I believe we shared this earlier, that so many of us, we identify in the valley more than we identify with mountaintop experiences. Mm-hmm. And I can only say what I've been through, and the grace of God will search you out. The grace of God will seek you out, and the grace of God will bring healing and restoration. That we're never too far, that we're never so away or apart from him, if you will, to where he can't reach down and grab us back and put us back on track. I don't know if that's making sense to anybody listening, but if you're listening and you are going through a thing, or you've had some things that have happened in your life, I just want to encourage you that the Father, the Restorer and the Giver of life, the one that fashioned and formed you before any of your days came to be, he desires to just love you. And when we don't have self-value, or we don't treasure or know the preciousness of who we were created to be, then the enemy steps in and he tells us who we are, in fact, not. and we fall prey to those lies, and then we start to make decisions based on that. But if you could just understand the heart of the Father, and the heart of the Father is just that we would know that His grace is our sufficiency, that when we're weak, He's strong. And in those times where we feel nobody understands, He in fact walks with us every day. His presence is not just available when we go through. He's with us always, always, Danny, you know.
As you say that, a picture, an example, an illustration would allow someone to connect. Tayao, when we come back, would you be willing and so gracious, would you be so gracious to explain to us how that happened in your life? As you mentioned, there were things you weren't able to see yourself as God sees you. And we know the liberating reality of that. Even getting a glimpse of it, the hope that it brings, it just elicits a different quality of life in us. How did it happen to you? That could you share that? What is it that God spoke to you? What is it that you saw of what God wanted you to see of yourself? Because, Tayao, I think when you share that, it'll allow handles on the roller coaster of life.
Amen.
For someone to get a steady hold and to see how it applies to their life.
Amen.
Tayao Tevanga, evangelist Tayao Tevanga. She's the founder and president of DOK World Inc., Daughters of the King. You can find out more at dokworldinc.org. Stay with us, we'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members.
All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
All right, just tell it to me like it is. I don't want any of this fancy stuff. Don't give me the fluff. Don't give me all that high-sounding words, and don't use big words. The Lord is trying to communicate to us right where we are.
Amen.
And our guest today, she does just that. And you know, here's the marvel of the eloquence. Eloquence is when you can get to somebody's heart.
Amen.
And there's a supernatural infusion of power that works supernaturally in our lives. Evangelist Tayao Tevanga is in studio with me. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us, and you will be blessed. If you're already tuning in, you are being blessed. And if you're tuning in right now, you can get this program in its entirety as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to hear and find out more about Evangelist Tayao Tevanga, dokworldinc.org, dokworldinc.org. Take us back. How did you go from there to here? What I mean is a life where you saw yourself in twisted ways, wrong ways. Mm-hmm. But now the clarity of seeing as God sees you, you see yourself.
Amen. It was a progress, you know. It wasn't something that happened overnight. Received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. My spirit, my heart, my soul received him. My mind, that was a whole different issue. That was a process. It's still a process. But I always told the Lord, I want you to give it to me, just real. Speak to me in a very real way, because that's just how I communicate. And I believe the Lord speaks to us on our levels of communication. And for me, the biggest thing was coming to the altar and knowing, with all the stuff, with transporting narcotics, with being violated as a young girl, things happening to me in that respect, everything that had happened built up to this one moment. And at this one moment where I received him as Jesus Christ, as the Lord of my life, I felt, like I told you, Danny, it was a belonging, but I literally felt the Father impress in my heart, I see you, I want you, I know you by name. There's no other like you. I think that you are the most precious and beautiful thing that I've ever created. And those are words that I couldn't even really verbalize or begin to accept. But I got planted in the church. The Lord started to surround me with genuine relationships, which is so pivotal. It's so necessary in the growing and the discipling. And I found myself in this love affair and relationship with the Father. And I found a love that was real, beyond what Mary J. Blige wrote in that song. And I minister a lot about that. She always says, real love, I'm searching for a real love, someone to set my heart free. That was me. I was looking for someone or something to set my heart free. And when I look back to that, I'm thankful, because God not only set me free, but he freed me to just be. I think for so long, even as a little girl, I would always try to impress my parents, try to impress my school teachers. I wanted to be the best at everything. And inside, I was broken because of things that I was going through. And I didn't know how to just be. And when God came into my life, when the Holy Spirit started to do a work in me, I realized then, I just am. It's that grace. It's God's riches at Christ's expense.
Yes.
And I love one of my favorite worship songs. One of the verses, it goes, your grace will always be greater than my sin. It carries no limitations, the wonders of your grace. That's so true to me. Because in God's grace, I didn't feel I had to. I didn't feel I was less than. It was just that acceptance of I am. I'm a daughter of the King. I'm His. He wants me. He loves me for me because He created me. And He didn't create a vessel that was broken. That might have been me before, but as He walks me through this process, He started to position me. And when He started to position me, it was really just with love, with grace. And I'm such a firm believer that when we love people where they're at, then that's the loudest message we'll ever preach. Because people in this world, you want to be accepted. You know, you want to feel forgiven. You want to feel you belong without having to climb mountains or jump leaps and bounds. Only Christ can offer that. Only Christ. Only by His grace. And it's not something that we work for or we have to earn. It's freely given as we receive Him.
I mean, you're talking about love. I mean, this is real love. This is unconditional love. This is agape.
Amen.
Love. Someone can hear about it and even think they understand it. But when you experience it like you've experienced it, well, somebody today says, Evangelist Tayo, I want that. I've been looking for that. I've been searching every which place and I've never been able to find it. But I want what you have. I want to know Christ like that. What do I need to do? What would you say?
First of all, I would just say to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't received, truly received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have to be in a church to do it. You can do that in the privacy of your home, in your car, wherever you are. If you call upon the name of Jesus, He will come and He will live in you and He will dwell in you. That is the first part. The rest of the process is you have to be able to be in a family of faith, be connected to people, and surround yourself in an atmosphere of faith that will nurture your joy and your growth in believing in Christ. It's so important. And your question to me is how, if they wanted it, how they could get it. The greatest thing about Jesus is He's free for all. And when you cry out, He comes and He abides in you. Am I answering your question?
There's this thing in us that wants to do something. I need to, you know, wait a minute. Let me get my, I got to dress better. I got to look better. I got to comb my hair. I can put my makeup on or what women do, what men do, you know, let me work out a little bit more. I got to be more fit. Let me get my life back together.
Amen.
Then I'll come to God. What would you say in relation to that?
That was so my mindset. I didn't want to go to the altar because I felt like I was, again, not worthy. I was doing all of these things. And a pastor, a praise and worship minister, came up to me and asked me, how come you're not singing anymore? This is when I first got born again, going through this process. And I said, you know, I'm just going to be real. I'm still smoking, you know. And she looked at me and she said, and if you're done smoking, when you quit smoking, when God delivers you from that, will you be sinless? I mean, will you be, that's it, you're perfect now to come to the Lord? And I thought about that and I said, no. She goes, so you still have a lot of other issues? I said, yes. And she said, Tayo, so do we all. She goes, but as you come as you are and you grow and your faith grows, God will start to remove those struggles and those things. Come as you are. Just come as you are. And that was the most liberating and the most freeing encouragement I received. Because again, I thought, oh, to come to church, I needed to know all my scriptures, dot all my I's and cross all my T's. I thought I had to have it together. But when I received that as truth for me, I literally knew that I could just come and be accepted just as I was. And that's the message that I share everywhere, that you don't have to wait because tomorrow's not promised. You only can have today, this moment, and we got to capitalize on that. We got to make the most of it.
Dear friend, as you listen to Evangelist Tayo Tevanga, are you stuck? you want to go on, you want to move forward, but there's just a bunch of baggage that you're carrying, and you've got a heavy load, and you think, I'll never get there. Well, take to heart what she's saying. Tayo, could you lead in a... You know what, we'll do that when we come back from our break. But basically what I wanted to do is have you pray.
Sure.
Because pray, and hey, it's not always that we have an evangelist in studio with us. But I want you to, when we come back, if you could just share with someone like you are, but actually lead someone to the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because this might be, as you're listening today, this might be your moment. This might be your moment, very much like how when she was in the overflow room watching Pastor Art Sepulveda preach through the TV camera, the TV screen. And the Spirit of God prompted him, and he reached out to her, and she knew that it was her. Today, wherever you are, you might be listening on the internet. You might be in another country right now. Or in another state. You might be listening in a hotel room or a hospital room or driving in your car or got it tuned down in your office. But you're listening and the Lord speaks through Tayal Tevanga, a message of love and hope. And this day, today, is your day to receive Jesus Christ. When we come back, she'll share more and give you an opportunity. Stay with us. Okay, we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook. A slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Hey, it's life-changing. You know, when somebody looks at you and they say, hey, you're beautiful. Hey, you're a handsome guy. Hey, you've got great potential. Hey, God has a purpose for your life. When someone speaks into your life that way, part of the reason, I think, is because we don't hear that all the time, or some of us are walking in the parched desert of having never heard that. But when someone speaks like that to you, it suddenly wells up in you both tension and hope. Tension because you wonder, is that really true? Can someone actually see that in me? And when you begin to realize that it is so, it's liberating. And you say, what have I been waiting for? Where have I been? Tayautavanga speaks that way. As if you're tuning in right now, you will soon hear. If you're listening, you will have heard the show. And if you want to hear the program again or want to pass it on to a family member or a friend, you can get this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And I'll say just that. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. A program of hope indeed. To find out more about her and her ministry, DOKWorldInc.org. That's where you'll find Daughters of the King Incorporated.org. DOKInc.org. Teow, take us now. Someone is wanting to know how they can come to know Jesus Christ.
Sure. If you're listening today and that's you and you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I just want you to repeat this after me, and I'm going to pray with you. Or if that's you and you're listening and you're just going through a valley in your life and you feel like no one knows, no one understands, I want to encourage you today that God not only knows, He sees, and He's working it out behind the scenes if you would just trust Him. I want you to just say this prayer after me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you today and I thank you that you would rule and reign in my life. I ask you, Lord, to come in and be the Savior of my life. I thank you, Lord, that you are Jesus Christ who died and rose on the third day just for me. Mm-hmm. And I receive you now as Lord of my life. Come and live in me and dwell in me all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you. And I seal the prayer that has just went forward. I thank you, Lord, that all of heaven stood by and could hear the heart of your son and your daughter, the plea and the cry. I just thank you, God, that you are faithful to do as you have promised. Father, I pray for those that may be listening that are going through a valley and a season of hurt. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing power. I thank you for your healing hand that is over their lives. I pray, Lord God, that from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that no weapon formed against them should prosper in the name of Jesus. And I cancel every assignment and lie from the enemy that would hinder and keep them, Father, from reaching their full God potential in you. Holy Spirit, have your way. And I pray that everyone within the sound of my voice, yes, Father, that they would receive from your spirit, Lord God. And I thank you for freedom right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for wholeness. I thank you for healing. And I thank you for provision and the peace of heaven to be opened up over their lives. Father, we thank you that in you we move and we live and therefore we have our being and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. And in the power of agreement, we all say Amen.
Tayo, a person said the prayer. It resonates with their heart. What next?
I would say to just go ahead and if you are not planted in a church, you could even go on our website if you're needing information, you want to be planted, if you're from Hawaii or wherever in the world you are, you can email us at dokworldinc@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and shoot us an email and we would be happy to assist you in getting planted into a family of faith that will help you grow and will help you just be release that God potential on the inside of you.
Yes. You mentioned, Tyle, you mentioned about DOK World Inc. What's the vision? What has God put on your heart?
Oh gosh, there's so much. And you know, I love it because He always downloads such huge, magnanimous visions. And it's like, Lord, how, you know, how? But that's just how he wants us to be fully dependent on him, not knowing the A to Z, because it's just trusting him and trusting his plan. He's really been speaking some things to John and I, to my husband and I. And the vision of DOK is to empower, enable, and equip women and now men of all generations to arise. World Inc., from the beginning, the Lord really released in us that this would be a world ministry, evangelistic ministry. And so I believe what's starting to happen, what actually was birthed in LA, was we had women coming forward asking, can we start a DOK World Inc. Bible study in Seattle? May we start one in California? I have a couple requests. Can we start one in Oregon? And really, this is God's ministry. He's entrusted it to me to steward it, but it is totally what he's doing. And he's doing a new thing across the earth. And I believe when the Bible says, do you not perceive it? Because mm-hmm. he knew there would be a chance we may miss it. We may not see it. And so I always pray, Father, help me to see. Give me eyes to see and ears to hear what you're wanting me to see and hear. And so our vision is we'll be in American Samoa in May of 2015. And we also will always have an event here or service here in Hawaii for the women here in Hawaii, because this is where we're based out of. But I just believe that as we are led of the Holy Ghost, he will start to show us where else we'll be going. So every year we're wanting to do not so much just conferences, but truly a training, you know, and giving people and equipping them and empowering them and enabling them with spiritual tools and practical tools in being victorious in this journey.
Are there themes that the Lord has given you as far as, you know, a phrase, a word, something that is seasonal in your life or in people's lives that you know it just kind of is transcendent, you know, mm-hmm. it connects with people across the board and women, yes, but even men.
Yeah. I think wherever I go, and a lot of people say this, I'm always tagged for whose you are. And that's what I was telling you. I minister a lot about that because I didn't know whose I was. I was broken. I was lost. And therefore, I had no self-identity. And so wherever, we even have a t-shirt line, and it's whose you are. And you can also find that on our website. But more than a t-shirt, it's been the theme of my life. It's the thrust, because until we know who we are in him, then we'll never know who we are and what we're capable of doing. I was talking with a pastor friend at a women's event I ministered at, and I said, thank you for your courage and your bravery, because I've heard it preached that our God created the planet, and yet we choose as Christians to reside in a box. But in fact, our Father created the universe.
I would be remiss if you being here in studio, I didn't ask even just for a sampling, just for a slam spoken word poet. I mean, just give us a little tinge of what God has given you to do and you to say, things that you have shared. Evangelist Tayao Tevanga, please.
Sure, I will. This is a piece that I wrote years ago when I was beginning my walk with the Lord, probably about 3 years into my walk, and it's called I Will Trust in You, Lord. And it goes something like this. I will trust in you, Lord, for you are my sword and strength. You have been faithful to me beyond measure, beyond length. I have seen and I have tasted of your goodness, O Lord. For yes, you are my shield, my exceedingly great reward. In the midst of the storms and in the midst of the trials, your word will I keep and dare not defile. I will continue to commit all of my ways into your hands, walking in your statutes, obeying your commands, declaring your promises and praising you forever, because I know your love for me, it cannot be severed. For yes, my faith is in you, Lord, and therefore you preserve my life from the evil one, for my purpose you reserved. See, It is a must that I trust, for you are my thrust, form me from the dust. So, Lord, I commit and submit, if you would permit that I may transmit, that you remain true in our effort to pursue righteousness in all that we do. Then and only then are our steps ordered of you. But if we neglect to protect, we lose our effect. The spirit now ejects and no longer resurrects, because faith must be anchored in the truth of who you are. Some call you Messiah, Lily of the Valley, Bright and Morning Star. But I call you Wonderful, Faithful and True, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tsidkenu.
Spoken word poet, evangelist Tayal Tevanga, speaking to your heart from God's heart. And that's her heart, a heart of love for the Lord and a heart of love for you, dear one. Tayal, as you've given this parting shot, I want to thank you for taking the time to be here to share your life. What an amazingly full life, but you've somehow been able to translate it in a way, by God's grace, that brings hope and life to others.
Praise God.
Dear sister, may the Lord continue to bless you and expand the borders of your ministry, whether it's groups in Seattle and California and other parts. This word here, just we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to give you just a parting shot to someone right now as a way of just encouraging them as we close out our show.
Sure. I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and for those of you listening, I just pray that if you remember anything today, it's that the Father loves you. You are His and He is yours, and He pursues you passionately. And no matter how far you think you can run from Him, He in fact is right there with you. He walks with us on water. He walks us through the fire. He is faithful in the mountaintop, and He is faithful in your valley. So don't give up. You move forward, you get connected, and you know, get to know a God, a real God, that has real love to offer you for the situations you may be going with. You continue to walk strong, and you will finish strong in Him.
That's Evangelist Tayal Tevanga. Hey, you know, in you mentioned, she quoted these Hebrew words, right? Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Shammah. And all she's saying, you know, is the Lord is our righteousness.
Amen.
The Lord is present with us. And He's present with you today, dear one. And Tayal, thank you for your beautiful heart and your powerful ministry. Dear friend, we hope that you've been moved, encouraged by the inspirational story of Tayal Tevanga. You can find out more at dokworldinc.org. You know what? God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you, even as Tayal shared, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there as well. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Tayal Tevanga. Find out more at dokworldinc.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.